Hey, evening, everyone. My name is Bill. I have a new life in Christ, and I am in recovery from pride and approval of man. My story in a few sentences is simply this. Just as Jesus Christ knocked the Apostle Paul off of his horse for persecuting Christians, he knocked me off of my horse too. Not for persecuting Christians, but rather impersonating one. My recovery experience has been unique because it started 10 years ago in the absence of this formalized regen process. Going through my first time as a co-leader has first and foremost validated each of the steps in the recovery I experienced personally and that I continue to practice in my life today. This past year, I've learned still more of my tendency to wander from trusting Jesus and seeking to find life apart from this God who loves me so much. I've also gained step 13 authentic guys that I've grown to love deeply. We all together seek the liberty from the bondage and the lies from the world that can only be found in an abiding, intimate relationship with Jesus Christ. These guys encourage me with their genuine assessment of themselves and pursuit to urge each other on to the full, abundant life found in Jesus. So thanks, guys. You know who you are. So my journey. I'm the guy that had it all together. A successful career, a great wife and kids, active in our church. I didn't struggle with porn, drugs, affairs, same-sex attraction. In fact, I was quite a happy, good guy. And life was fun. I more or less had the world by the tail, and my life was going great. I learned early to be a chameleon and change who I was to please everyone, which affirmed me. I was liked by everyone, known by no one. In fact, I didn't even really know myself. I trusted Jesus for my salvation in 9th grade, but it was more of an IQ test conversion. Who doesn't want to say a prayer to gain eternal life? I learned to perform for Christians and even God to prove that I was saved. Simultaneously, I also performed to fit into the world. I'd become a hypocrite, and I didn't even see it. In college, I met Anne. Oh, what I put her through in dating. Suffice it to say that my insecurity, pride, and self-righteousness found me dating whomever I wanted while we were in a steady relationship. I justified this because my parents' marriage had failed and I didn't want to choose the wrong person. Yeah, how mature is that? And I wasn't having sex with anyone, so what's the big deal? My self-righteousness and hypocrisy knew no bounds. Forgive me, babe. We married, and for the next 25 years, I was consumed with a successful career in sales and marketing, attending incentive trips all over the world, and attaining the role of vice president. My career affirmed that I was what I did. I scarcely missed any of my kids' concerts, sporting events, and plays. My kids were super achievers in school, and that further affirmed I was a wonderful husband, father, and certainly man of God. Because I was so successful and had it all together, I could easily justify excessive hunting trips with my buddies where I gained their approval by telling coarse jokes, drinking, and saying meaningful, deep, philosophical things like, I'll never leave my wingman. Step one is admitting we are powerless over our addictions, brokenness, and sinful patterns, that in our own power, our lives are unmanageable. What addictions? What brokenness? What sinful patterns? Tell me how you can admit any of that if you've got it all together and are managing just fine. I actually thought God was pretty darn happy I was on his team. And why don't other guys emulate me? I mentioned earlier in my testimony that it was similar to the Apostle Paul. Well, how does God get the attention of a blind Pharisee, someone who thinks they know everything and have it all together? He knocks him off his horse. Galatians 6, 7, and 8 says, do not be deceived. God cannot be mocked. Hallelujah. You reap what you sow. You sow to the flesh, you reap destruction from the flesh. You sow to the spirit, you reap eternal life. So 10 years ago, I woke up one day to a wife who was leaving me and an employer that removed me from my vice presidency. Didn't see that one coming. Not at all. 5 days later, I cried a prayer to God like never before in my life to save me and to save my marriage. I was finally at step one. I was broken. I tapped out. I admitted that in my own power, life was not only unmanageable, but that I did not have a clue for how to go forward and get myself out of this mess that I'd created. At the end of that prayer, Jesus gave me my inventory. It was as though he was right there and he took a veil away from my eyes. He showed me my heart. To this day, it still remains the ugliest thing I've ever seen. My identity in all things of this world, my pride, seeking the approval of man over God, how I had abdicated the leadership of my wife and my children to seek my glory, fulfill my needs, which invalidated my wife and destroyed our relationship and my marriage, our marriage. I realized that day I didn't know Jesus, nor did I have authentic men of God in my life speaking biblical truth to me. I was being religious and performing my Christianity to show everyone I was a Christian and gain their approval, and God's too. I had become a Pharisee, a hypocrite, clean on the outside, looking oh so good, and full of self-indulgence and greed on the inside. But what completely broke me that day was seeing all my destructive sin patterns and simultaneously receiving and feeling God's love, grace, and mercy pour over me. It was as though I could hear Jesus say, "I see you, Bill. I see you. I know all of you. And I love you. I forgive you. I want a relationship with you." Steps 2 and 3, believe and trust, were not only easy, it was all I had 10 years ago. Who wouldn't want to believe and trust in a God that loves us where he finds us? A blind hypocrite, ignorant and dead in my sins. I died that day. Galatians 2:20 says, "For I've been crucified with Christ, and I no longer live. Christ lives through me. The life I now live in the flesh, I live in faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me." I cannot tell you in words how liberating it was to admit I was powerless to put my life back together, to surrender to a God who could. I was free for the first time in my life. I earnestly sought to make amends with those whom I knew I had hurt in the wake of my pride and arrogance, especially my wife and children. Making amends was very difficult with the ones I had hurt most, who didn't trust that I was made new. It honestly has taken years for trust and forgiveness to occur, and for some, it is still in the works. When I think of my regeneration experience, I am so, so grateful that God orchestrated my fall. As hard as it was the most loving thing he could do to get the attention of a hypocrite and a fool, a self-righteous Pharisee that thought he had it all together. I don't know what you've been through or where you're at in the regeneration process, but thank God you're here. Thank God you're here. Whether you were a blind Pharisee like I was, living in your self-righteous bubble of pride and the approval of man, appearing to have it all together, or whether you're a registered sex offender, drug or porn addict, we both share the same chains and bondage to the same cruel master, Satan, who came to kill, steal, and destroy. And here, in Regen, we share the same journey to find liberty and the full abundant life promised by Jesus. With that in mind, I'd leave you with these words where Jesus says in Luke 4:18, "He has sent me to proclaim liberty to the captives, recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who are oppressed. I have found liberty in Jesus, freedom and liberty from the chains that bind, sight for my blind eyes to truly see my heart, and a path to experience the full abundant life. My name is Bill. I have liberty and a new life in Christ, and I'm in recovery from pride and approval of man and a whole bunch of other stuff they wouldn't let me list because of time.